going to fresh?
Be fresh. She's going to get fresh.
You're
going to
freshen soon if you were setting him up for sale while you'd say this.
Going to freshen.
Cow will freshen on a certain day.
Freshen soon. Okay. You wouldn't use drop a calf or spring or something like that.
Well,
we heard it, but I don't believe
you wouldn't use
really.
It.
It was used in the earlier days that way. So.
Okay. And the animal that you'd ride on the farm would be the
horse.
And I'm from the city, you might say, I have never
ridden horseback.
And you'd be right. there's a male horse. Any name for him?
Stallion. Or stud.
Okay, use either. And if I should happen to get on a horse, I would probably
fall off. We did that a lot.
Well, I think just once would be enough for me. things you put on the horse's feet to protect them are
horseshoes.
And do you ever play a game with that?
Yes.
What do they call that? A game of
horseshoes.
Same thing. You ever call it quoits?
No.
Never heard.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the feet that you put the shoes on.
Hoof.
And you might say that the horse has four of these. Four.
Four feet?
Well,
use the same word, only make it sound.
Four hoofs.
Hoofs. All right, the male. Big old male sheep's called the
buck.
And the female is the
ewe.
And you raise sheep for their
wool.
And the any way of distinguishing the various types of hogs by size or sex or
shoats, swine, gilts, barrows.
We used to call it the sow. You called it the sow?
Shoats, he said.
I see.
That's
yeah.
The little pig baby or what?
That's baby pigs, yeah. They say the shoats. Well, we didn't say they was going to sell them. He wanted to sell them. I said, I have shoats.
I see.
To sell or peaks to sell.
What are gilts then?
The gilts are when they're bred then and going to farrow a litter of pigs. Why they just, their first litter, why then they call them gilts.
First litter?
Yes.
And barrows or?
Well, they would be, they're castrated pigs. We'd raise them for market then.
I see. And swine's a general term for the whole thing? Or?
Yes.
Okay. You would call them swine. You might also call them hogs.
Hogs, I think a lot here we did. Hogs.
You two don't have the same vowel in that word. Hogs and hogs. Now what am I going to do about that?
Oh, I see, since this should be one report.
Maybe there's a free variation here. Well, the hog has a long
snout.
Or sometimes these things that stick out there.
Yeah. Teeth?
Call them anything else?
Tusks. That'd be on some other animals.
But not on hogs around here. Not the kind you have here, anyway.
No.
No tusks. And on the back of his neck, he has stiff hair.
Bristles.